Stay warm at the Horseshoe this season. Score an exclusive, officially licensed Ohio State scarf when you subscribe to the Columbus Dispatch. Get the planet's best Buckeye coverage, award-winning reporting, and one amazingly cozy scarf by subscribing at dispatch.com/scarf. This promotion is licensed by the Ohio State University. Trademarks used with permission.
I'll answer your questions for you.
Front row right, Austin. Urban, just from a mechanic standpoint, play calling, this is your first game with you and Coach Dane, Coach Wilson. I wonder how you felt that went, and if there were any hiccups at all, just, you know, how that went for the first time.
Yeah, it went very good, I thought. Obviously, it didn't start out very fast, and you look at results, but I looked at the conversations, the adjustments made, the mechanics on the sideline, et cetera. I thought it was pretty good.
I think you said a couple weeks ago that you were trying in scrimmages to practice and training camp to give them different scenarios. How did that help, and did you have any surprises as you guys got into game
one? No, it went pretty, you know, other than we had about 4 3 and outs in the second quarter, I believe that was. But mechanically, no, and halftime was very good. And the play calling, you know, we played at a pretty good tempo. So overall, I thought it was pretty good.
Remember middle, Dave?
Urban, there was so much talk about right guard entering the season. I know you guys said maybe 7 guys were in competition for that job. How do you feel like after you watched the film that Brandon Bowen played at his debut?
Yeah, great at a champion. I still think he can play much better. But the first time out, you know, our offensive line coach Stud decided to give him a champion. And then I agreed with it when I thought about it. He played hard. And this will be obviously a heck of a challenge for him.
I'd say Prince Huffman
played really well.
Would you describe how he's improved? Like, what areas has he?
Yeah, he's one of our most improved players. You know, he's a tall guy, and that's, you know, there's positive and negatives about tall, you know, the 6'7" linemen, which we happen to get some of around here, is the ability you have to bend them all the time because they can, you know, you can get out of football position. And so we worked very hard on his lower body strength and be able to play football in a bend, and he was much better at that.
Second row left, all right. Ruben, I know you talked after the game about how you felt the receivers played hard and you saw some good things. I know that Ben Victor and Austin Mack are major parts of your guys' plans, and obviously if they're successful, you guys are successful. They combined for 2 receptions. I was wondering what your take was on how those 2 played and how hopeful you are that maybe they'll come around and meet big production guys.
I think it did Austin a greater champion. I can't remember. I'm so into this game. Sorry, guy. That seemed like 7 weeks ago, that last game. So let's talk about this one. They're a big part of our offense moving forward.
Okay, far left, Matt.
Just talk about this game. Oklahoma defensively, what jumps out at you? That is
very good players. You know, we're still, you know, it's one of those games they played last week that, you know, we didn't see a whole bunch. And so we have to prepare for a 4-down, 3-down bear, the whole package, because this is tough. You know, when you they're very good coaches, very good players. So it's, you know, first of all, it's that. And then the second part is what we saw last week is you might as well throw the film away. You know, there's, I'm sure we're going to see something other than what they showed.
So atmosphere on Saturday. I mean, you went there last year. I know it was a great atmosphere. But what are you expecting? How big of a difference can that make in special games like that?
Well, we have to play well. But when you play well, certainly the crowd gets into it. And you know, I know in the final game last year, the crowd had a huge part to do with that. So we have as good a stadium, finest stadium in America, and we have great fans. So, but we have to play well to get them into the game. So that should be a home field advantage, obviously.
Front or left, Bill?
You told the story many times about watching Sam play dodgeball and seeing the athlete that he is. How have you seen his athletic ability develop to the point where he is now, and how important is his ability to play in space and chase up down when he's a quarterback?
He's going to be a critical guy for us, and he is he's as hard a working guy as we've ever had around here. He's in the John Salmon type category as far as how hard he works, and he's a made player. You know, some guys are kind of very natural what they do, and he's he was not a natural defensive end 4 years ago. He's become very natural because of hard work. So he's a made player.
And then Oklahoma, they're tight end. I don't know how many guys in the country play the way that guy does. He's basically a receiver. What kind of challenges he presents here?
Well, his size, you know, that's the thing, that when you see guys like that they bodies you. You know, he's got very good athleticism for as big as he is, and also just the sheer, you know, that's matchup issues that big guys have, and that's the biggest issue with him. Hell of a player.
Front row, Bill.
I know you focused on the X's and O's, but this is obviously a huge game for playoff implications. I know you're not thinking that way, but last year, that win probably got you into the playoffs. How much is that on your mind at all? Do you think about that?
Not at all.
second row middle, Barry from Oklahoma.
Yeah, but Lincoln Rhino, he's trying to, he's doing something they tell you not to do, which is follow the legend. You follow two legends, not immediately, but with a short time in between. What? Why have you been successful in following guys who were legends, and what's the key to making sure that's a success?
That's a great question, and I just, you know, obviously following Coach Stoops is a tall order. I think the thing that I've advised my coaches when they go into positions and take new spots is that always be extremely complimentary. Never talk to as if those players aren't your players. They're, you know, and obviously he was elevated from inside the staff. But when I hear coaches say, well, it's not, these aren't my guys, or, you know, wait till he gets his guys in there, I cringe. Whose guys do you think they are? Once you become the head coach, they're officially your guys, and many of you say, I do. And so that's advice, and, you know, I don't know if that's pertinent in this situation because they are his guys, but that's just advice. You know, when I hear that, I just, you got to be kidding me. Why would a coach say that? Because what do you think those players are doing? Those players are listening. So they are your guys. That's my advice to him, and not that he needs my advice. I think that's kind of an interesting, you know, you don't see that very often where you get to hand it off to who you want to hand it off to. That's a pretty good setup for him.
The experience factor is massive between you and him. He turned 34 yesterday. Is there any disadvantage to being a head coach at such a young age?
Disadvantage? I'm not sure how to answer that one. I was 34 once. My gosh, that was a long time ago.
All right, final question right here, front row, Tim.
Oh, Irv, when you look at this game, a lot of people look at the matchup between your defensive front, your deep defensive front, and their offensive line, which is considered to be one of the better, maybe the best offensive line in the country. How do you see that matchup? I mean, when you define a good offensive line, what does that mean to you?
Well, they control the line of scrimmage, and they are one of the top offensive lines in the country. Very experienced. I want to say they had seven guys that have started for them, and very talented big guys that protect their quarterback, and, you know, they control the game. You know, when you see all the yards that a team like Oklahoma puts up, sure, the quarterback, receivers, everybody's really good players, but they control line scrimmage. That's what makes them so good.
Coach, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.